USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A coalition of 20 states and 15 cities and counties filed suit to block President Donald Trump's memo directing undocumented immigrants be excluded from the 2020 census count for purposes of deciding how many members of Congress are apportioned to each state, calling it unlawful. The Trump memo signed earlier this week said it will be the policy of the United States to exclude from the base aliens who are not in a lawful immigration status under the Immigration Nationality Act. People who have been confirmed with mild to moderate COVID-19 can leave their isolation without receiving a negative test, according to recently revised guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Increasing evidence shows that most people are no longer infectious 10 days after they began having symptoms. As a result, the CDC is discouraging people from getting tested a second time after they recover. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
D.C. is going to implement travel restrictions, USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
Visitors to our nation's capital from coronavirus hotspots will be required to self-quarantine for 14 days. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced that anyone traveling from high-risk areas for non-essential purposes isolate themselves starting this coming Monday. A list of those areas was not immediately released. Neighboring Maryland and Virginia will not be on that list. The order will be in effect through October. I'm Kenneth Burns.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for more than three decades, has grappled with several public health crises, including the AIDS epidemic and now COVID-19. In an interview with CNN, Fauci said the magnitude of criticism he is now receiving is different than ever before, and that he and his family continuously are seriously threatened. Fauci said the criticism has been pushed aside as stupid people saying stupid things. Fauci said the amount of hate mail against him, his wife, and his daughters is not good.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A long time ago, in a pre-COVID universe far, far away, blockbusters open around the globe simultaneously, or nearly so. In 1975, Jaws set the blueprint. Concentrate on marketing, open wide, pack the theater. Since then, Hollywood has turned opening weekends into all-out assaults. Staggered rollouts still happen, but of course the biggest films are dropped like bombs. Anything less risks losing the attention of moviegoers. Global debuts are north of $300 million on a regular basis. Hollywood has now gone more than 4 months without a major theatrical release, and movie houses are saying, despite far from ideal circumstances, it's time to release new movies. 4 months of near zero revenue has brought the $50 billion annual business to its knees. Nearly half of Americans whose family experienced a long layoff during the coronavirus pandemic now believe their jobs are lost forever, according to a new poll by the Associated Press, which is a sign of increasing pessimism that would translate into roughly 10 million workers needing to find a new employer, if not a new occupation. It's a sharp change after initial optimism that the jobs would return, as temporary cutbacks give way to shutdown businesses, bankruptcies, and lasting payroll cuts. In April, 78% of those in households with a job loss thought they'd be temporary. Now 47% think that job is definitely or probably not coming back. Stay updated anytime at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.